They managed to escape the horror, but are still suffering from the trauma of their days trapped in Mariupol, surrounded by the Russian army.
I can't find the words to describe that horror that we experienced. We saw how much the city was destroyed. My son was running under rocket fire to collect water. We collected snow. Boiled it to drink.
65-year-old Irina Perekrestova and her husband Sergei spent 20 days hiding in the basement from the raging battle above. They fled here to Zaporizhia, taken in by their friend Konstantin.
We had only 2 liters of water. We drank water not meant for drinking. We boiled it on the fire and drank it. We only had potatoes to eat.
They are not alone in this ordeal. Over 400,000 call the city home. Irina recalls the moment they made it out.
It was a miracle. When we heard that explosion in the center of Mariupol, close to the drama theater, we jumped into the car and ran away from there. We didn't really have a route. We were just trying to get out. And then we happened by chance to join the convoy of cars to Zaporizhia.
They can't believe that this has happened to them from a people they once felt they knew.
Many of our people have been married and stayed in Russia. We maintained relations. We have grew up here. It's our country, our motherland. We always thought that Russia is a strong opponent, but not an enemy. Not an enemy. Why? Just because family relations smoothed those political conflicts. We talked to each other. Our relatives came to us. We spent some time at the sea. And when the war broke out, we just couldn't understand that it could be a war between two brothers.
They can never go back. The pain is too much. Her mother died when their house was bombed.
I want to tell you something more. In that house which was bombed, we left my 86-year-old mother. We just weren't able to carry her out. Ninety percent of Mariupol is destroyed. There is nothing more there. We don't have a place to go back to.
They can now only wait. Their future uncertain, hoping the war doesn't follow them here. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Zaporizhia.